using that sometime, this particular time would help me for or auxiliary to indicate future time. And when you would say I, first person, you would say I go tomorrow.
I will go, or I shall go.
Or say this expression, if a boy keeps going over the same girl's house pretty frequently, the neighbor's figure's getting serious. They say he's doing what?
Courting, or calling on her pretty regular.
Ever heard the old-fashioned word use that?
Oh, I'm sure there are a lot of them, I just can't recall.
Sparking?
Sparking, yeah.
Say that he would be her what?
Her beau.
Anything else?
Well, they say now boyfriend.
She would be his?
Girlfriend.
Say if a boy's younger brother waited up one night, see him come in, see if he catch him, and the fellow came in and said, ah, got lipstick on your collar, you've been
smooching or necking, parking.
Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Turn him down.
Or?
Declined him.
If on the other hand they decide to get married at the ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride.
Oh, bride's maid? Oh, or who gives away the bride?
No, just the woman who stands up, you know.
Well, bridesmaid or matron of honor.
So, around here, have you ever heard of, say, after a wedding, if a couple didn't go anywhere on the honeymoon, if they just went back home, maybe a crowd of people following them back and just creating a ruckus, maybe.
Yeah, chivalry.
Yeah.
That's kind of going out, but they used to get, I know some folks here that have been treated pretty roughly.
You know, one fellow told me that they handcuffed the groom to a light pole downtown, that kind of thing.
Well, they tell me the lady lives next door to us when she and her husband married. They're quite a bit older than us, so they swear that they locked a cowbell around his neck with a chain and left.
Oh, my goodness.
And when they finally left and went off somewhere, they, I don't know how he got out of the chain and the cowbell.
Say if you, people were having a party somewhere and they got a little bit out of hand, the neighbors called the police. The police came over, they didn't arrest just one person, they arrested them.
The whole lot.
And say if some kind of celebration is going on, somebody might throw up somewhere.
Throw a party?
Okay, and at the party they might have a, if they had a band and music, you would have yourself a
blast or a ball.
Or when you get out and move on the floor, you have
a dance.
Say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3 school does what?
Lets out. Gets out.
And if it's been in the summer and school hasn't been in session, somebody might ask, well, when does school
take in?
Say if the boy left home supposedly to go to school but never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
And when a boy is beginning school after kindergarten, he goes into the
first grade.
And in a classroom, everybody sits at his own
desk. Or some of them have tables and chairs now.
And you might have a whole room full of these things. You have a lot of
desks.
Buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail something, you'd go to the
post office.
And to see a movie or a play.
Theater or movie house.
And if you got very ill, you might go to the
hospital.
And the woman who takes care of you at the hospital, she would be
a nurse.
And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town.
Hotel. Motel.
Or if you had to catch a train, you would go
to the depot.
Anything else you'd rather go?
Railway station. Some people say depot.
What about if you had to catch a bus?
Bus station. Train station, as you call it.
In a lot of southern towns, we'll say the town in which you have the courthouse, you would call that town the
county seat.
In a town like Bay Minette, where the businesses are arranged around the courthouse.
Around the square?
Yeah. That place is just called the square.
Yeah, the courthouse square.